a break from my administration day, enjoying, most people know by now, my favorite latte. And people ask me what is my favorite. Well, to now, it is the blonde latte. I'm very disappointed that Starbucks did not bring back eggnog latte. What's up with that? Maybe y'all can hit them up and put some heat on. Hey, we've had some good shows. Hopefully you've got our interview with Desmond Hansen and Tyler Andrews, aka Experience. Very good interviews. Talk about young, up-and-coming talent in the Seattle area. These guys are all about it. Desmond is an amazing artist. He does murals, what we would call graffiti, but now it's art. And many of you see the opening of the show. That is the work of Desmond Hans, renowned in the city, works with the cities, now working with lending institutions. So pretty cool. I'm going to check that out. And then Experience is a collaborator with Macklemore, you know, that thrift shop. And he was an opening act. He's got a couple of the groups he's been a part of. So just check it out. But anyway, I just want to interrupt today and talk about success in the darkness. I am guilty of this. I am always about the light and the bright, right? And I'm always looking for heaven's blessings. You can call it luck. You can call it universe. You can call it whatever your definition of it. So always smile upon whatever you're doing, that light. But I have had just a revelation, call it an epiphany today. And I always like to share it every time I get it. I want to put it straight out to you as a principle that you can put as an ingredient in your recipe for your individual life or success. But most of us do not like darkness. I don't like driving at night sometimes, especially if it's raining. I don't like if the lights go out, I'm in the dark. I don't like being in a room where people are keeping secrets and I'm in the dark. I've had things go on where people had rumors or certain things that were said about me, and it was in the dark to me. I didn't even know it many times until sometime later. So we don't like the dark. There's a lot about the dark that we don't like. You know, if you're religious or spiritual, there is darkness. We talk about it a lot versus light. But here's what I've learned is some of the best things happen in the dark, right? Go on social media right now. You go to Facebook, you go to Instagram, you go to TikTok. It's all light, right? It's all, you know, chest pumping, making big statements, showing what you're doing for the holidays and Christmas, and I just got engaged, or I just got divorced, but I'm partying, right? It's all the light. But I'm learning that a lot of amazing things happen in the dark, right? Take, for example, if, you know, most of us have smartphones, so this wouldn't necessarily apply to you, but back in the day, you had to take your film off your camera and you had to take it to a photo lab and they would develop it. But in order for the film to come out great, it had to be in the dark room. Couldn't develop it in the light, you'd ruin the film, right? And they had certain chemicals that had to be mixed up. If you major paintings, they're done in the dark. They're not done in the light. The success of that painting or picture was based on how dark it was. How was the dark room set up? If the dark room had some light coming in, probably screwed up picture of the painting. So some things happen in the dark that don't happen in the light. Sometimes when you want to get a super early start on something, you do it in the dark. Got to get up before the sun comes up, right? You got to get up and start. And then as the day rises, you're already on top of it. I know people that's their whole thing. They like to beat the sun up. So the thing about darkness is we tend to shy away from anything that is perceived as negative. I think my takeaway for you today is don't always look at the things that are in darkness, right? Another example that I heard this. Let's say you move to a city. Move to LA and you move there to get a job, or you move there to start a record deal or some opportunity and it didn't happen. right? And so now you're in darkness because the light opportunity you thought was going to happen didn't happen. Now you're in the dark, okay? But that dark place could lead to another opportunity. My first executiveship years ago was at a home building company, and they hired me to run a part of the portfolio for the company. So I came there and I did, but after a while there was internal conflict and I was odd man out. All of a sudden I had no salary, no income. I couldn't even pay for my cell phone at the time. And I'm in the dark. I don't know why this happened. I put a lot of chips on the table to come in and I'm in the dark. But I didn't try to escape the darkness. I went through that period. I kept showing up. I kept doing what I was asked to do. And one Friday morning coming in, remember casual Friday, came in, I'm all cashed out. And I get a call. I get a page. We used to page people, right? Back in the day. Page into the boardroom and everybody's gathered. And the first thing I'm thinking of, you know what I'm thinking of? Oh, man, this is it. I didn't do what I needed to do, and I'm out of here. And I sit down at the head of the table, and they said, hey, here's why we've called you here. We're going to make you the executive in charge of real estate operations, and we're going to pay you this, and this is what your duties are going to do. Will this fit with you? And I was so thrown back that, wow, here I walked in the darkness, but all of a sudden, boom, that darkness led to the light. A lot of times we want to run. Most people would have gotten frustrated in that situation. They would have quit. They would have put their resume out. They would have done something different. But I chose to stay. You know, I've gone through the recession, several of them. Now we've gone through the pandemic. This is darkness, folks. This is walking through the dark because we're not sure how this is going to end. We were told if you just get the one vaccine, boom, you're good. Then we start hearing about these things called variants, Delta variants, and now there's a new variant. Now you got to get booster. And you know what? You're going to have to get another booster. We don't know when this was in. And the price of this darkness has been hundreds of thousands of lives that affected everybody, including my family. So, but behind every what? Dark cloud, there's a what? Silver lining. So I want you to embrace the darkness. I'm not saying celebrate it, but embrace it. If you end up in a divorce and you're alone, embrace that because there's some good coming on the other side of that, right? Because I believe that if you believe in the divine, you believe in God, he watches over you even in the dark place. Even when you're down, he's right there. And so a lot of people get in that dark place. And then what happens in the darkness sometimes when you're there, you go inward, you go one dimensional. Suddenly, I can't tell you how many people think that this is I'm the only person this has ever happened to. I'm the only person, I can't escape this. You never, that is just a twisted kind of thing that's got in your head that tells you you're never going to get out of debt. You're never going to meet the man of your dreams. You're never going to meet the woman of your dreams. I'm telling you, you got to look in darkness because in that darkness is a hidden opportunity. The best things are hidden. The best things I've gotten have come out of darkness. So I want to have you just maybe take a minute, think about where are some dark spots in your life? Where are some things that happened that you didn't plan on it, that you didn't prefer it? Look at that and just speak to that and say, hey, on the other side of you is something good. On the other side of this loneliness is some happy. On the other side of these ashes is some life. And so I want to encourage you about thinking along the line is darkness is not the end. It may be the beginning, right? When you give the picture, the film to the photo lab, that's not the end. That is the beginning of what your work and what your investment and time put in and your fruit and your reward is that. If you're a farmer, when you buy seed and you plant seed, that's not the end. Yeah, the seed goes into darkness. It goes into the ground. It's dark down there. Ain't no light in the ground. The light's on top. It goes into darkness. But sometime later, you go to bed, you wake up, you go to work, you come back, all of a sudden an opportunity is there. You know, I was talking with Experience, the Tyler Andrews, who worked with Macklemore and doing the album. And I asked him about, you know, his success. And he says, 25 years of being quiet, 25 years of being in the dark. And you're going to find this as a recurring theme. Now, you go to Instagram, that's not the message that's portrayed out there. Okay. The message that's portrayed out there is Cardi B's having fun every day of her life. But you know what? At some point, there wasn't a Cardi B. She didn't exist. Not to us. She was doing something somewhere else. So nobody comes out the womb shaking it like a salt shaker. Okay. You got to crawl, walk, run. So don't look at your life and say, I'll never get out of this place. I'll never get out of this darkness. I'll never get out of this. That zip it. Because you have an off-ramp. You got an exit. And you have to be diligent. One of the things I keep hearing the young talent talk about is being diligent. I like hearing that. Be diligent. Stay at your craft, right? I know young entrepreneurs out there starting business, workout training. Shout out to Luke Marinkovich, man. He's got that training company going on, right? He's launching it. It's going to grow. You know, we've got real estate operations we're launching. We're growing. Right now, they're a little bit in the dark because they're not where I want them to be. So take time to appreciate the darkness, right? Because in that darkness, that seed, that opportunity is growing. Something's happening that you cannot see. I'm learning to broaden what I see as success, what I define as success. And it's no longer about how much I can receive. It really is about how much I can give, which is why I do this. And if just one person gets this, it's made this whole time an investment worth it. I'm not asking a million people to get it. If I get one that can say to me one day, hey, I heard that chat that you had about in the darkness. I took it. And man, look what happened to me on the other side. Hey, this is Lewis Howard Live giving you another ingredient to add to your recipe for success and living the best version of your life you can be. We'll see you again on another episode. Stay up, stay strong, keep going on.